Well, speaking of hot dog.
I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. I give my good leg to heel Kyrie. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves Nico like Lando loves his beans.
Yes.
It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Whoa.
That's right, 2:38 on a Tuesday, and it is the return of Afternoon Jub. And Ham, I believe we have a sponsor for this, do we not?
Globe Life.
Let's go. And okay. Let's talk to one, George Jub Dunham, the Marconi winner, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, and he's back from Ireland. Good to have you back, George.
It's good to be back, and I missed you guys.
Yeah, we had to settle for Ducey 1 week.
I thought that one Tuesday that maybe, let's see, was I 6 hours ahead? Yeah. Yeah. I thought maybe you may haul it like 8:30 at night.
Okay. Well, we didn't know because we were hoping for an afternoon pub with George, but.
And I was like waiting by the phone and I was like, gosh, I guess they're just talking.
I highly doubt that you were. Waiting by your phone as you were having a trip of a lifetime. And how many rounds did we mix in?
The goal was 9 in 9 days. I made 7.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I took a spa day, which I thought I deserved after walking 4 straight rounds. And then the final day, I couldn't play because I felt so crummy. I came back with some sort of Irish flu. No, not that kind. I just had a cough.
The Dunham song.
I'm fine now. I'm feeling better now. I'm feeling almost 100%.
How are the women over there? Because I just think of like everybody has red hair. Just the stereotypical Irish woman.
No, that is not true. Okay. There were, I guess.
Nothing wrong with it, but.
No, there's nothing wrong with it, but no, I didn't really notice an inordinate amount of red-haired people. I mean, I saw some, I guess, but I didn't really think about that.
I just imagine everyone kind of looks like Lando. Which isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing.
No, I wish I could look like Lando.
But does the accent
aim higher, Joe? Aim higher.
But I would imagine talking to random people, that had to be just such a source of entertainment because it's always, look, they have a cool accent, but it's a little cartoony at times. Let's be real.
It is. And I always thought that if someone was doing an Irish accent and they said, yeah, just a wee bit. Okay, that's a little much. They don't really say that. Oh my gosh, that's like their because. Mm. I mean, they say it almost every other sentence. They say wee bit.
Like the fake Mark McGuire.
Yeah, just a wee bit. It's a wee bit windy.
Did the accent start to rub off on you once you were there for a couple days?
Yes. And I have, I've never really traveled out of the country that much. I've now gone to England twice and I've been to Ireland, and the second time I went to England, about day 4, I started kind of picking up a fake British accent, and I noticed about day 5 or 6 here, I wouldn't say wee bit, but I went, it's a little bit chilly, as I'd walk outside, and yeah, I started picking it up, but man, the people were so nice, though. They were really nice to us, and
I want to send you
when
to
they
Japan,
did find
then.
Out. What?
Yeah, you got to go to Japan next summer.
Yeah, go to Beijing. Let's see how you talk after a couple of weeks there.
Okay. Well, if I did, would that be offensive if I did that? I don't know. I think you're just...
Only one way to find out.
No disrespect.
Yeah, if you said no disrespect,
and bring Daddy
you'd
with
be
you.
Fine.
Shanghai job.
But no, when they found out you were from America, they'd say, oh, where are you from? And if you said, say Texas, they would just almost fall all over themselves. Oh, wow, I've never been to Texas. you know, I'd love to go someday. They were really just really sweet people.
Do they think we all ride horses and wear 10-gallon hats? And
yeah, in one pub, I haven't played it on the air yet, but had one conversation where I was a few in, and I talked to some pub goers who were a lot in, and they were, yeah, saying, oh, yeah, that's all you do, ride horses over there, huh? And that's not all we do is ride horses.
Ah, your poor horse, their job. Must be a hell on its back.
Yeah, that's got to be, it couldn't be a wee bit horse now, could it? But yeah, they were really nice. And there was another point I was going to make about Irish people, and I can't remember what it was. Sports.
All right, sports.
That's what it was.
Let's transition to OJ talk, because today is the anniversary of the Bronco Chase.
Oh, yeah.
And the ticket was around then. That was like the first 6 months of the ticket. And I'm just curious.
Was Mino even born yet?
I was 6 years old at the time.
Okay.
Vaguely remember I don't remember it happening, but I remember the aftermath when every time somebody would see a white Bronco on the road, they'd be like, oh, yeah, there's OJ. It just stands out. And I remember the trial, like, vividly. Yeah. That was the first big news story I remember. That and the Oklahoma City bombing. But the chase, don't remember the day.
I remember being upset they went screen in screen with the Knicks and Rockets in the finals.
Knicks and Rockets, yeah.
But this was pre-Morning Musers, correct?
Let's see. Yeah, that is correct. We were afternoon, and we had gone to the World Cup game right after the show. Craig and I went to see South Korea and Spain at the Cotton Bowl. And when we got out, everyone was saying, you got to get to a TV. This is insane. And we went to some bar somewhere not too far from the Cotton Bowl.
Rode your horse to the bar, of course, like your friends in Ireland said.
And couldn't believe what we were watching. And, you know, because we had no idea. I heard the invasion talking about this today. We had no idea because this was before phones. You didn't see a OJ alert on your phone. We had no idea what was going on.
There was a lead up like that weekend. There was some talk about how OJ might be a suspect. And then we get this the next. That was a Sunday, I believe, when this happened, right?
Friday night, I think, was the Bronco.
What was it, Friday
night?
I do
believe.
Okay. I just remember watching the finals and being a little upset that nothing was happening on the freeway. And I'm like, we got Ewing out here. Like, what's going on?
Ewing, yes. I have a hard time, but I thought about this today. Man, as a kid, I was a huge OJ fan.
Why'd you change your voice?
Well, just,
you're a
I
kid.
Don't know.
It's okay. Yeah. He didn't commit double murder at this point.
Right. We didn't know. And yeah, he really was that saying bigger than life. He was. And you don't understand, if you grew up in the 70s, OJ was on Monday Night Football. This is even before movies. And eventually got there, but he was on TV, variety shows, commercials. He was everywhere. He was really the first big, I think, TV sports star, and certainly the first black TV sports star. It's true. Yeah. He was
to cross over. Yeah.
It short circuited me that week when OJ. He's wanted for murder? It really, and I thought, well, surely there's a misunderstanding. And then by the time Friday happened, you had heard about evidence that police had found and that, you know, they were looking for him and they were going to arrest him. I was like, holy cow. It was a mind blower. And then just that whole thing of the slow speed chase. Then they follow him back to Rockingham, and then he's in the back of the Bronco for what was another 30 minutes or 45 minutes. Yeah. And then they finally talked him into getting out. It was insane.
So we have the audio of this. When you were at the bar watching, did you hear the prank phone call on ABC?
No, but we replayed it Monday morning, I remember, or Monday afternoon, well, because yeah, I couldn't believe it.
So, yeah, you've got that in there, Ham? So, yeah, this was with Peter Jennings on ABC.
Just going to ask everybody to be quiet for a moment. We have on the phone with us as well Robert Higgins, who lives in the neighborhood and is on the ground and can see inside the van. Mr. Higgins.
How are you?
Just about as tense as you are, sir.
Oh, my Lord, this is quite the tensest.
What can you see?
Oh, what I'm looking at right now is I'm looking at the van, and I see OJ kind of slouching down, looking very, very upset. Now, looking here, he looked very upset. I don't know what he's going to be doing.
Can you see him doing anything specific? Is he merely sitting there?
He is just sitting around, you know, just looking like he'd be very nervous.
Can you hear anything, Mr. Higgins?
It's just too much commotion. I'd be in the back of a news van, so I can't really hear that good, but I can see it all. And I see OJ. I see OJ, man, and he looks scared. And I would be scared because there's cops all deep in this.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
And Baba Booey to y'all.
The driveway of OJ Simpson's home in Brentwood. Clearly an effort being made to have him come out of the vehicle. In the doorway of the house, his friend, Al Cowling.
Peter, by the way, just for the record, this is Al Michaels. That was a totally farcical call. Lest anybody think that that was somebody who was truly across the street. That was not. He said something in code at the end that's indicative of the mentioning of the name of a certain radio talk show host.
Okay, thanks, Al.
So he was not there.
All right, we have them on every coast. Thank you very much. Not the first time nor the last time we'll have been had.
Man,
what if
Al
he threw
so
out a lobster claw? Like,
I,
the Stern Show was probably celebrating that they got a Baba Booey on the air. But what if a ticketism was called in?
The baby arm or something? Or
and then Al Michaels has to be like, yeah, there's a radio show
that's
in Dallas.
Farcical.
It's farcical. It's not a real call.
And OJ said something about wanting to play golf. Okay, thank you very much.
Precipice?
Boy, Peter Jennings was just trying to fill all the time by talking incredibly slow.
Okay, so I don't know if that was their finest work, but those are two of my favorite announcers of all time, Peter Jennings and Al Michaels.
I just
those guys are.
Did they have
awesome.
Al Michaels just ready to go? Like, was he like
he was
standing
on a phone
by
or
line?
Something?
Like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, and like I mean, he knew in. OJ and had worked with OJ, and he hadn't been stabbed by OJ, but he had worked with OJ,
thankfully.
And so, you know, they got him on. And I think from the sports perspective too, but I do believe they worked together on Monday Night Football.
Ooh,
think so, maybe?
Or was that Frank Gifford? It may have been Frank Gifford.
Yeah, it was probably Frank at that point. But Al Michaels, much like Ham, does not eat vegetables.
Says hero.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You've never heard that audio?
I guess not.
Okay, we'll have to send it to you. Or
We can look at it next week.
Maybe next week we can discuss Al Michaels.
Do not eat green beans or carrots or any sort of vegetable.
Al Michaels or Kermit the Frog, 888-787.
Take your pick. Take your pick. It's a farcical coal.
Well, George, it's good having you back.
It's good to be back.
Let's party Thursday night.
I like having my music.
Oh, man.
Back
we're
going to
party Thursday.
You're damn
summer
right.
Summer chill, baby.
Granada. Let's go.
Summer chill. Frozen awesome.
And by the way, you're welcome, P1s. No summer chill song this year to beat you down.
That's right.
Hey, yeah. How about that?
It's not
that?
Too late. We got a couple days. We can think of one.
Yeah, work something up, George.
Summer chill. Bum, 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 bum.
All right. We'll hear that in the promos for the rest of the week. George, we'll hang out at Summer Chill Thursday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, fellas. See ya.
There he goes.
Baba Booey to y'all.
Baba Booey to George.
Oh, no. Bye, Ham.